One on Crick Info Talk.
Well done. You set out to make history in that match, and you succeeded it. How does it feel to enter the record books, albeit for the wrong reasons?
Well, you know, I don't want to go in. You know, I would have liked to have a different way into the history books, but you know, it is how it is. And but you know, obviously, I wanted to go in the record books something like you know, something special for myself. But yeah, it was quite experience. You know, it was quite quite over.
Well, obviously the whole experience of playing against the two best one-day sides in the world, it's quite a step up in class for anyone. But just talk through what the experience has been like just to face these people.
Tough, eh? It's very tough. You know, we knew beforehand it's not going to be easy at all. And we knew that we had to be at our best. And, you know, that's South Africa. We're actually thinking of if it was going to be easier for us to win off South Africa. We thought Australia's going to be the better team. So for us to be on top and they, you know, off day, something like that, and then we might have happened, or upset might have happened. Unfortunately, they were on top as well. So, but the whole experience has been fantastic. You know, obviously for me, it's my second World Cup. You know, and the last World Cup, you know, we played 6 games there as well against all the top nations. But yeah, it's been amazing, and we just know that just the different gravy. It's absolutely different gravy. They're just so much ahead. But for us to play against these guys, I think it's good. You know, we know what's expected from us from now on, and it's something we can build on. And I think that's a good thing.
Well, let's go back to that over. I mean, you're primarily a batsman, of course, but your leg breaks, I mean, they've been coming out quite nicely here. You bowled particularly well against Kenya, but on that day, you met Herschel Gibbs in a bit of a mood.
No, yeah, true. I've been bowling the last tours. I've been bowling quite well. Obviously, in the Continental Cup, the 4-dayers, it suited me a bit better because, you know, I'm going to bowl the old bad ball. But I've been taking a lot of wickets and I feel comfortable. And then also against Kenya, I got 3 for 41, I think. And, you know, took a couple of Tikalo, got the top wickets and, you know, coming out nicely. You know, I didn't bowl that bad the first 3 overs. I was pretty happy. The first over was pretty nervous. And the second over, they came out really nice. And then, obviously the over of Herschel Gibbs came. And it just, I didn't think the first 3 balls were that bad. You know, they came out nicely. He just picked them up pretty well. And then after the third ball, you know, I thought, geez, I need to do something different here. And, you know, Lukey came after the second ball to me, said, you know, try a quicker one. Then, but then I said, yeah, Lukey, that one also went for 6, so, you know, what to do next. And, you know, the other one, just basically I knew what to do. I tried to hit the block hole, that didn't work. So I tried to hit 3 balls in the block hole and then 3 all filled. So, you know, maybe next time get the pace of the ball or even wide outside off. But it's such a small boundary as well, that leg side boundary, so... No, I cleared by a mile, but still, it's easy. It's good hitting. It's an explosive player. We knew from the start. You know, the 170 he scored against Australia earlier in that ODI game, the world record game. You know, it can happen, and he was lining him up nicely, and he was absolutely smoking it.
Yeah, those small boundaries. I mean, you must have looked at those with a bit of trepidation before the games, did you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we knew, especially we were playing on the outside strip, and you know, when you're playing against these blokes, that you're a little bit offline or a little bit off length, you're gonna go. Especially over the top, it's really small. I'm not sure how many sixes they hit against us. But it must have been in the 20s. You know, at one stage it was like throwdowns. They were just absolutely smoking it from the last 10 overs or something. It was like absolutely ridiculous. But it's all in the game, and you know, we knew it was going to be small ground, and it's not an excuse or anything of that. But you know, maybe I should have bowled from the other end. You know, it was a bit far bigger boundary. But you know, you have to do what the captain asks of you, and unfortunately, that one over is going in the history books.
What happened afterwards? Because your captain said you were having a few flashbacks in the dressing room. What was your reaction when you got off the pitch to realise what had happened?
Well, I must say that the over after it, you know, I was actually thinking, oh my god, what just happened here? And then obviously you get when back in the dressing room, you get a lot of stick from the boys, and you start joking around, and you know, it's all part of it. You know, you're obviously going to get some stick. If someone else would have bowled it, I would have got stuck into him as well. When I was bowling the over, I didn't know, geez, if it goes 6 times 6, I'm part of history. You know, I was just trying to hit the block on, that was it. Obviously you get flashbacks, and you know, it's not the first. I think I will hear this for a long time coming. So everywhere I go, you know, last night I went for a drink, and like hundreds of supporters who want to have a picture with you, with the guy who went 6 times for 6. So I think for a long, long period I will keep hearing this, that and people are going to try to take me on from now on as well, maybe a bit, when they see me coming come for a ball, they might want to try it as well. But, you know, it's going to give me opportunities as well to take some wickets. So, you know, either way, it can go wrong or bad or good.
Has Malcolm Nash been in touch, the chap that Gary Sobers hit for six sixes?
No. Not yet, no. I've had a couple of phone calls, but also a lot of reactions from Holland, even people who never heard of cricket, you know, they just started emailing me, and that's basically for me how big it is, you know, in cricket, Holland is not that big, and then you start getting reactions from people who never heard of cricket, and then, you know, you just know it's world news, and it's been probably, you know, people have been talking about it quite a bit, so... You know, so it's happened, and you know, you've got to laugh a little bit about it as well. You know, you can't start crying in a little corner or something. You've got to take the piss a bit about it as well, because, you know, it's happened. And I spoke to Herschel as well, and he was just saying, don't worry about it, it was a small ground, and, you know, he's just a good bloke, and we're just laughing a little bit about it, so can't chase it now anymore.
Of course, today we've just had the presentation of the cheque for $1 million for Herschel's achievements. I mean, you must take some small measure of pride in helping charity in that way, do you?
No, Lucky was saying in the press conference, you're saying, you know, better six sixes than five, because now at least we get $1 million for a charity, so that's a good thing.
And finally, just looking, do you look across the Caribbean with a bit wistfully, looking at other groups? You've got some of the less powerful sides, let's say, on other islands. Do you wish you'd had an England or a Pakistan in this group?
Yeah, you're in the pool of death, eh? So 1 and 2 in the world, and it's a bit strange though, eh? When the pools are made, you know, South Africa's number 5 or 6, and now they're number 2, and now we're playing the 1 and 2 in the world. So we're just saying to each other as well, you just imagine, like Ireland, it's fantastic. I think it's absolutely, we're so happy for them. We're cheering them on when we're watching them on telly, and, you know, it's such a, we know all the boys from Ireland, all the associates know each other, and I think it's absolutely amazing what they've done. But, you know, you need a bit of luck in the pool as well, and, you know, if you're going to play a Pakistan, they can have off day, you know. There's always a bit of trouble in that team, or teams like that, you know. So with Australia and South Africa, there's such a small chance of error with these boys, and so maybe another pool would have been would have been good, but, you know, we qualified last in the IC trophy, so we don't have anything to say, you know. Before the tournament started 2 years ago, when we had to qualify, you know, you start talking what place would be good for the World Cup, and then we said, no, we're not going to look at that, we're just going to try and qualify, and then we came fifth, and then, you know, you're going to get a tough group. So, you know, all in all, it's a fantastic experience to be here and to play against Australia and South Africa. You know, maybe it's even in a way, it's maybe even better and nicer, you know, to play against absolute legends of the game. And, you know, we could have performed a little bit better. I think, especially against South Africa, we're very, a little bit negative in our approach, you know. Still, I don't know how to explain it. But I think what we tried to achieve against Australia is that we wanted to be a bit more positive. I think we did that, you know, even though we got the same amount of runs in the half the over. So, in a way, we were more positive, and we really wanted to take their bowlers on a little bit, you know. And I think we did, but that also is going to take you cost you a wicket. So. But all in all, I think we got one big final left, and that's Scotland for us. And, you know, beforehand we said if we beat Scotland and Kenya in the warm-ups and maybe one upset, then our tournament is fantastic for us. It's only one thing to do for us now, and that's to beat Scotland. And we're going to go hard at them, and I'm pretty confident for a good result.
Well done. Thanks very much for your time.
No worries.
And best of luck.
You are listening to Craig Info Talk.